The Florida legislature is meeting for a special session this week to resolve funding that was not agreed upon during the regular 2017 legislative session. Among those funding issues is dollars towards UF IFAS and the Florida 4-H program, which Governor Rick Scott vetoed during the regular session. Florida 4-H reaches over 200,000 Florida youth with programs promoting positive youth development. Krista Kubelis, Associate State Program Leader for Florida 4-H Youth Development, says these programs encourage bright futures for Florida youth.
There's very few programs that look at youth as a true asset to our society and try to develop those youth into not only future leaders, but today's leaders. And we help young people find their spark. And that oftentimes leads to a successful career or to a life in public service. We're trying to train up the next generation of professors and plumbers, and we think they're both important. And we've got programs in 4-H that appeal to youth, and we feel like what we teach those young people in 4-H, communication skills, civic engagement, leadership, those things are going to translate into those, not only those young people having successful careers, but being a positive influence on their local community.
According to the Assistant Vice President of UF IFAS Communications, Ruth Borger, there may be some hope for Florida 4-H funding.
The recent memo from Senator Negron made the possibility that a senator can put on the agenda some discussion about overriding the governor's veto. That may be a possibility, a glimmer of hope, that we might be able to restore the funding to the state budget.
Borger and Acubulus encourage people to reach out to their state representatives to express concern about cuts to this funding. For Southeast Agnet, I'm Abby Taylor.